Shalom to all. Today we're learning with us tomorrow. Parakeh Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel. Shishi b'zeichet find yourself going big car of mamish. And now Mishnah tells us something very important, something we haven't had until now, which is what's the proper lashon for tamura. So let's say the person said hare zu tachazu tamura zu chalufa zu. This one is in place of this. This is an exchange for this, or it's a chalipin, which is another lashon of an exchange for this. So hare zu tamura, that's a valid lashon of tamura, and he's affected it. And now the second animal is also kadosh, and he's also going to get malkas. However, let's say he uses this lashon, zu mechulales al zu. This is mechulal onto this. Ain't a tamura, it's not tamura. And that's because a lashon of mechulal is like a lashon of pidyon, of redemption. That's when you're taking the kedusha off of one thing and putting it onto something else. We find this lashon often by, let's say, meiser sheni, where a person is taking the kedusha off of the meiser sheni fruits and putting it onto money. And so that works only when we're able to take the kedusha off of something and put it onto something else. But with tamura, we're not being paid to it. We're not transferring this kedusha. And therefore, this lashon just simply doesn't work. Now, let's say Vimhaya Hektish Bal Mum, this animal that he was saying this to was a Hektish animal that had a mum. So Yotze L'Chulin, it actually does become Chulin, because an animal that's Hektish that has a mum is able to be redeemed. So now the Hektish animal becomes Chulin and the new animal becomes Kaidesh. Now let's say the value of the Chulin animal was less than the Kaidesh animal. So if it's Tzarech L'Asus Damim, he has to add on some money so that Hektish doesn't lose out. So for example, if the original Hektish animal is worth $100 and the one he was just Mechalel its Kedusha onto was only worth 90, so he has to add on $10 out of pocket. On to Mishnah Vav with more scenarios. Let's say a person has an animal in front of him and he says, Harezu tachas chatos v'tachas oila, that this is in places of a carbon chatos, or it's in places of a carbon oila. Lehrim Reklami didn't say anything because he didn't have a chatos in front of him. He just said a general statement that this should be in place of a carbon chatos, but there's no carbon chatos here, so the animal is nothing. It's just a plain old chulin animal still. But let's say he says, tachas chatos zu v'tachas oila zu. He has a chatos or an oila in front of him and he says, this chulin animal should be in place of this chatos or in place of this oila. So of course that works. Or let's say he says, tachas chatos v'tachas oila shesh b'soich habayis, that this animal should be in place of the chatos or oila that I have in my house. And hayolai, if he has one in his house, varv kayamin, so this one works because he has a chatos or oila. Now let's say im amar al behema tameya, he said about a non-kosher animal, he said about his horse, or of al balas mum, about a kosher animal that has a mum, hare elu oila, this is an oila. Lahar Maklami didn't say anything because obviously non-kosher animals aren't able to be brought as karbanos, and neither is a kosher animal that has a mum. So his statement is absolutely nothing. Nothing's kaddish over here. However, let's say he looked at one of these animals and he said, hare elu li oila, that these are four in oila, so that works because he's basically saying, I'm going to somehow use this or its value as a carbon oila, and therefore yimachru v'yavi b'dmeim oila, he has to sell them and use that money to buy a carbon oila. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.